good, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the BLR. I'm RJ Dunon, and I'm here with George Polo.
What a weekend, bro.
Yeah, man. It has been tough.
At least
as a fan of football.
Oh, my God, man.
What, do you want to jump straight into the Saints? I mean, that call.
Dude, it's so hard to talk about, bro.
What was it, like inside the 20-yard line, less than 2 minutes left in the game. You get the first down. The game is basically over.
Oh, God. It could have.
And you go, you're going
you
to
know
the Super
the worst
Bowl.
Part about it is that it, if it was Saints, Patriots, you know, the whole tale of, like, Brady in the Super Bowl and Breeze in the Super Bowl.
2+40.
Do you know how much that would sell, dude? Like, one of the last matchups of that generation of quarterbacks in the Super Bowl.
I would have loved to have seen that.
That would have been awesome. Or let's say the Rams won. Whatever happened in the Saints game, whatever. Rams go.
Right.
Then
you get a Mahomes and
the Chiefs,
Goff,
Rams. Yeah. Uniform combo in that game would have been insane. Sick between those two teams.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, it's the, like, new age generation type Super Bowl with, like, a guy like Goff in there and McVay coaching.
Right.
And then
going
a guy
against like
Mahomes
two legends.
With like a
Tyreek
Hill.
The Chiefs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. I mean, dude, at the end of the day, there's a lot of there's a lot of cool matchups with whatever you mix and match, but like Drew Brees against Tom Brady would have been sick.
It would have been awesome. But this is what happened. And dude, you know what? There's nothing else to talk about this weekend. It's time to jump right into it. What the oh my God, dude. Bro, I know whoever's listening has heard this all ESPN, Twitter, posts on Instagram. You've seen all the press conferences, but bro, what? And you know what? Let's put this to rest right here. Obviously, the Saints had their chance to win in the game. They had multiple opportunities. Fuck that, dude.
Oh, no, that's... I don't care. I hate when
obviously,
people say that. But at the end of the day, they won that game.
Obviously, they had the chance. Obviously. But a football game goes the way it goes. They don't make the plays for it. And you know what? You keep playing. When it comes down to something like that...
Exactly.
In the situation that it is, 1:15 on the clock, inside the red zone...
You do not miss that call.
A blatant...
You do not
blatant.
Miss that call.
This is not Miami against Ohio State in 2001 in the national championship where they called that one and it was questionable as to if it was a pass interference.
Right. Questionable.
This was blatant. Immediate crowd reaction. The ref was right there.
Two of them.
Right there.
Two of them. One in front and one in right in back of it.
The worst part about it is Sean Payton gets on the phone with Al Riveron, director of all NFL officiating, and he tells him, not only was that a pass interference call, but they could have called helmet to helmet also.
I was about
also.
To say that.
Dude, that's two penalties. That's an automatic first down, putting the ball inside the 15. That's three kneels, and you kick the field goal. 30-yard field goal, 20-yard field goal, whatever it is.
Game over.
And the game's over. Oh, yeah, but he still has to make the field goal. Bro, come on. Will Lutz has been automatic. I get that he still has to make it.
I mean, obviously you can make that argument, but at the end of the day, that puts in him a way better... like, chance of winning the game.
Yeah. The Rams don't get the ball back. Or force over. There's nothing. Like, that. The Rams do not get the ball back.
I mean.
They don't get any momentum.
Nothing.
The game.
Ends. It's over.
Will Lutz is going to hit
you
that
don't
kick.
Get it. You don't give him a chance. You basically don't,
you don't
give him
a chance to get the ball back, drive all the way down, and hit the tying field goal, bro.
I can't put my life on it.
Oh, my God, dude.
That
was so brutal. And
that
know,
if they call that pass interference, the Saints win that game.
You know what? You know what bothers me the most? You know what bothers me the most? And I've always wondered it. Just like any close observer to football has always wondered. Why can't you review a penalty?
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. That's the next big thing. The first thing that came out after the game was the NFL looks like they're going to be investigating whether they can review PIs after the end of this year.
Because there's certain ones that they have been able to review. Like, I think it was when the Rams played.
Do you not remember the Falcons game a few years ago? Falcons playoff game where they didn't call a pass interference on Julio Jones, and that was basically the difference in that game too? Forget what year it was, but it was the same exact thing. They missed a blatant, not as blatant as what happened on Sunday, but... a blatant pass interference against Julio Jones. Completely missed it, and it was the deciding factor in that game, too.
Well, it might have been, I think it might have been Rams-Chiefs this year or something. One of those games where whoever it was threw the ball and it got tipped at the line, but it wasn't, you didn't see that it got tipped. It was on the replay that it got tipped. And there was a pass interference call. But if the ball was tipped.
Right, there's no pass interference.
There's no pass interference. They reviewed it and said, yo, the ball is tipped, no pass interference. So, like, wait, why were they able to review that and not something like this?
Wait, they were able to review that?
Yeah, and then they called it off. I'm pretty sure that happened. But, like, yo, what? This was so blatant. And here's the main thing. That was the second blatant miss.
Blatant. I was going to say, there was one early. That's right. That game. There was another one that they missed that was extremely.
That was like easy.
You see, I don't understand how in that point of the game.
Oh my God, how dude. Two, there's, what the fuck?
How there's two. This is the hardest part for me. How there's two guys there in the position to make the call, right? One guy in front, one guy in the back. With a minute and 15 left, you're going to tell me that you don't at least maybe question the call. I don't even care about questioning because it was extremely obvious. But let's say, you know, benefit of the doubt, live action, you know, full speed. He got rocked. You're going to tell me that you don't even question maybe throwing the flag and maybe discussing it, maybe, you know, taking a glance at the screen real quick as you guys are discussing it to see. And then, oh, because, you know, teams always put the replay on the scoreboard all the time. Yeah. And there's times where the refs will literally look at this and, you know, will base it kind of what they see there. Dude, they didn't even hesitate to throw the flag. How? How is that even physically possible? Makes me really... I hate to say this, and I don't like to be this kind of person. You know where I'm going. But like...
Rigged? Nah, dude. Come on. Nah. Okay,
pull up. Pull. How can you miss that call? How? How? Like, in that perspective, I get you. I don't think it was rigged. I'm not saying it was. I don't... Again, I've said it before. Like,
in the sense I am not to that guy like, to say how
that.
The,
how
did
do
they
miss,
not call
how
that?
Do you miss
yeah,
that call?
I agree.
How?
I agree.
And it makes you question.
This is what is pissing me off because everyone's like, oh, they're posting the pictures of like the, I forgot who it is. He's like jumping over someone and he kind of like lands on one of the face masks of the Rams players on the floor. And they're like, oh, they should have made that call. And it's a picture of like a face mask on Goff or a few dudes like that. Look, dude.
Okay,
look,
that doesn't make a difference in the game.
It happens, bro.
It happens. They miss calls. Miss calls. Of course. But you don't miss that call.
I could tell you right now.
Of course, you're gonna miss
a
call.
As a fan of football, I don't think I've ever been in this situation. Mm-mm. I've seen blown calls that have been bad calls and stuff like that. No, like, how did they not overturn it? But this is crazy because look, yeah, you miss a face mask here and there. Oh yeah, the Saints they got missed calls on them too. No, dude, this was about the situation in the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Not only the situation in the game, like it was close and it went the other way. Oh my God, I can't believe that. This was blatant.
And you would
in
think-
a situation with the Super Bowl on the line. If I'm Sean Payton, dude, this is what kills me about it is that it happened to the Saints with what happened to them last year. For a guy like Drew Brees who just turned 40, bro, to make it to the NFC Championship and to have it end like that off of some bullshit, dude, you're 40. You got to be like, yo, like, come on, dude. I mean, I don't
Sean
know how
Payton,
far I'm going to... Like,
Sean Payton was heated.
Like, this is year by year for a guy like
of
Drew
course,
Brees
course, man. And
you
know how
it
long...
it ends like that?
That's what I'm saying. You know how long and how hard it is to get there to just be like, nah, you know, we're just going to make a terrible call and your career
because we'll get into
may
Brady,
not ever
we'll get
be
into
back
Brady
here.
In a second to where, like, bro, this is 9th Super Bowl. He's right. been there. Like, he could have stopped making Super Bowls after the 5th one. And it would be still, like, it would be like, dude, he already made 5th Super Bowl, 5th Super Bowl.
He
could have
questioned
retired.
His career at all.
Like, yo, Brees needs another Super Bowl, man.
He needs it, yeah.
He needs another Super Bowl. I was going to say the greatest ever. Bro, to some, he is.
He is.
To me, he is.
He's not.
And a lot of people, as a citizen and as a player off the field,
great.
And someone like that, bro, that man needs another Super Bowl, man.
He does.
He's the NFL's all-time leading passer. His first Super
Highest
Bowl was
great. Highest completion percentage, too. I mean, you
bro, he's at least
got to
get there again, man.
And look
and
at
you
that.
Ruined it. Robbed, bro. Robbed. Don't be saying that the Saints had their chance. Yeah, I know that they had. Do you know what it is to go into an overtime game? I don't give a shit.
Just like the Rams had a chance to basically put that game away before that even happened.
Or if you get the ball first or anything like that. To go back onto the field in overtime, know you got to drive down and win the game in overtime with the Super Bowl on the line. Knowing that you missed a call like that?
That's
do you see
one.
Everyone on the Saints sideline after that missed call? Did you see every... Bro, Mark
Roach.
Ingram, like if they lost the game.
Game.
Because
they knew what was
knew
on the line there.
What? All that, if they got the call, it's...
First
they
down, they run the clock
play.
Out.
It's take a knee. Take a knee.
Kick a field
take
goal.
Take a knee. And that's kick it. Kick a field goal. That's it. Chip
shot. Super Bowl. Super Bowl bound.
Rams will get the ball back. And then if he misses, then you go to overtime. There is no, if that call's made, there is no Rams getting the ball back and kicking that field goal. Saints are in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, bro. Look, my dad's a huge Saints fan.
I know.
And I was kind of laughing at him saying he's going to boycott the Super Bowl. He's like, I'm going to go to the Keys.
What was his reaction?
He left to the Keys. Done. Not even watch the second game. I'm out. For something like that, I think about it. I'm kind of giving him shit.
See, if that happened to the Dolphins, I probably would do the same thing.
Well, here's my point. I'm giving him shit. Like, hey, bro, you're going to watch the Super Bowl. He's like, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. And I'm thinking, like Saints are very near and dear to me. Very.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't give a shit what you say. Like,
you guys want to go see them.
Yeah. They're very near and dear to me. But if that were the Bengals, I would not watch the Super Bowl. How could I?
I probably wouldn't either.
How could I?
If that was the Dolphins, I probably wouldn't either. And I would.
Because here it is from my perspective. like we talked, all the sick possible matchups it could have been. It's Rams-Patriots. But, bro, I love the Rams. I love Jared Goff. Of course, I love McVay. I love that team.
Like,
Marcus Peters is a douche. Marcus Peters is such a douche. But whatever.
His interview the other day was funny.
But, bro, it feels weird that they're there. They shouldn't be there. I've never been in a situation to where I'm watching a Super Bowl like, this doesn't feel right.
This doesn't feel right, yeah. This is not the team that's supposed
to be. It'd be a lot better if it was the Chiefs. But, like, yo, the Rams won the Super Bowl. Yo, that's the Saints Super Bowl, man.
And think about this as a Saints fan. Like, think about what happened last year, and then look what happens this year.
And last year was just a miracle.
A miracle.
Last year is one of those where
look at the two things that have kept him out of the Super Bowl: a miracle play, dude, and a
bullshit,
a blown call.
It sucks, dude. I can't. But that's the thing, man.
That's what you're saying. This was the story.
And that's what it's going to... I guess, you know what? Because of this, that's what it's going to take to get, hopefully, an officiating something that'll really help them out.
I mean, bro, they basically...
Because, bro, two referees that were in that area...
Bro, someone always has to be the...
It was so obvious. And it wasn't like the ball was out of bounds.
No, dude,
the ball landed within the field of play.
There was no question whether that was a penalty or not.
There was no celebration by the Rams.
Nothing.
After that play, I forgot who it was that made that play where he hit Tommy Lee Lewis out of bounds. He didn't celebrate because he knew the flag was coming. No flag. It's like 15 seconds go by. Then he starts.
Then he's like, oh.
Then they interview him in the locker room. And he's like, yeah, it was a pass interference. He was wide open. That's all I could do. If not, he's scoring a touchdown. What the fuck, dude?
And the scary part.
The Saints Super Bowl, bro. I have never, ever. As an outside perspective,
and the scary part is, bro, he hit him high, and he was a defenseless receiver.
Al Riveron literally told Sean Payton that it could have been two penalties. I can't. For all the people on Twitter saying, "Oh, everything," the Saints had their chance. That's the ball back, dude. Shut the. You are not getting it, dude.
Yeah,
it was about the situation, bro.
That moment in specific is a deciding factor.
They were robbed. This was no Saints were down by three. Oh, but they still would have had to score. No. They were winning with the field goal that they had to kick. They were going to win.
No, it's not even a question.
They didn't have to run a play after that. They just had to take a knee. I can't stop. They were robbed. They were robbed.
Did the NFL even sucks? Did the NFL, like, I know they came out with, like, some sort of statement of, like, you know, was a pass interference?
I don't get it, dude. I feel
passionately about the Saints. What is going on with those officials?
Dude, I don't know what's going
to
go out.
They fired one earlier this year, and I hate to, I don't ever wish that upon anyone, obviously.
And everyone was talking about how it was after a false start call. It was because he had, like, the worst rating, and it was bad.
Okay, I get it. I mean, it happens. I mean, it's your job, you know, whatever. But, like, come on.
This is major. I mean, come on. I'm not asking for anyone's
I'm not head. Asking anyone to get fired either. That's not what I'm saying.
You
got to
change some stuff because
but something.
In reality, if this would have happened last year.
And it sucks that the Saints have to take that bite for everyone.
If this would have happened last year, and we had some changes about reviewing pass interference calls, that play with a no call gets reviewed and the Saints win that game. That's what sucks. Because you know what? I feel passionately about the Saints.
Me too, man.
I love the Saints.
Everyone was rooting for them too.
My favorite football player ever. And football's my thing. My favorite football player ever, Drew Brees, is that I would want nothing more to see him in the Super Bowl. I'm not even a full-on Saints fan, bro. How does Sean Payton not have a heart attack? How does he not start swinging?
He got pissed, but he was actually relatively calm on that sideline. And the whole time I'm watching it, man. I'm like, how is this guy this calm right now? This guy doesn't realize that these refs may have just blown this game for him. I remember I was sitting there watching the game with my boy, and I go and I see the call. I had walked away from the TV and I missed it live.
Bro, he was up there. And I show the replay.
And I see that play and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be the play that literally blows the Saints' chance of winning the Super Bowl. And what was it? It exactly that. The Rams fucking ended up coming back and winning the game.
Bro, 56. Bro, it was like after that call, you knew the Saints were going to lose.
Of course. There's no, nothing was in their favor. Nothing in their favor.
Second missed pass interference call. Second one in one of the most crucial game situations I've ever seen to just clinch the Super Bowl. Oh my God.
Dude, how how two refs.
I can't, bro.
Oh, I can understand God. Maybe if a ref had a bad angle, you know, oh I don't God, even know. Bro. I can't. I try.
What else is there to talk about in that game? Oh, Todd Gurley played bad. He scored a touchdown. He dropped a few passes. Who cares?
Whatever.
The Rams didn't even look.
There may
that
have been
good,
a rumor
dude.
That there may have been a rumor that he may have been hurt too.
Aaron Donald is a beast.
He's a monster.
And that D-line, Aaron Donald is a monster. He should be up there. People did not talk about him that much in comparison to Khalil Mack this year. Everyone was
true
going because Khalil Mack was doing a lot of flash. But, bro, Aaron Donald down the middle, A-gap rushing, destroying that center of the O-line.
You think Aaron Donald wins Defensive Player of the Year?
He could, bro.
I think he should.
He's an insane disruption.
I think he should.
And then think about
it. I was watching NFL Live today, and they actually gave him the award like on their little NFL
Live
ceremony.
Khalil Mack comes off the edge. Coming off the edge, you're fast, whatever. You blindside, you know, obviously, and he's very effective from there. But, dude, if you're effective from the A-gap, like rushing the A-gap,
right.
You're destroying the pocket.
Yeah. No, you're disrupting every single time.
A guy from the end coming, you could always step up and escape out.
In the middle, you have nowhere to go.
Middle, you're destroying everything that the pass game is based off of, the quarterback in the pocket.
Dude, I saw a video today. He was getting in multiple times throughout the year. He was getting in on, like, you know, a lot of people like to run the read option and stuff like that. He basically destroys the read option because he will get in there and doesn't even give you a time to decide what you want to do with the ball.
So, yeah, man, I think the Rams could have been a Super Bowl team. It feels weird. I guess I'm going to have to go for them. But, like,
honestly, this is crazy. I'm not going for the Rams.
Really?
I'm not.
Who are you going for?
I'm going for Brady.
Actually? Shut up.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
What? You?
Yep.
Damn, now you make me feel like shit. Because I'm taking it like this. Look, as someone who's like eight.
I don't have any disrespect for the Rams. I just do not think they're the team that needs to be there. And I do not see them as the team that should be playing.
Wow, man. You're putting me in a weird spot because I'm a big Saints supporter. But the thing is that, like,
dude, I'm a Dolphins fan.
It's so bad that, like, it's something I want to get my mind off of in terms of being a fan of the game and the fan of the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, I just want to kind of forget about it. And I just want to see, you know, you're making me think about it. Now I'm like, dude, I got to go for Brady. And the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm a Dolphins fan. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like. I do respect Tom Brady. I'm not gonna lie about that. But I do not like the Patriots one bit at all.
I'll be one sided. I'm gonna have to be one. I'll just be neutral. I don't know what to do.
A reason for me at this point in my career as a fan of football to go for the Rams. I really have no reason. I think they're a young team. I think they're entertaining to watch.
It feels weird, man.
It just, to me, it doesn't feel right to go for them.
Bro, did you see the videos of the Rams fans?
No.
You didn't see the videos of the Rams fans?
I don't think so.
Bro. All right, let's keep talking. I'll pull it up. When Zerline hits the
field goal?
The field goal to win, the bars there are like, yeah, yeah.
Of course, man. It's LA. They barely know that they have a football team.
Yeah.
They apparently, like,
it's bullshit.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't get it, man.
Dude,
I really
Saints?
Don't get it. I really don't get it. How in the world?
Robbed, man. Robbed. I've never seen anything like it before, bro. I've never seen anything like it. There are some good storylines. And you know what sucks, too? Is that this is so bad. that this happened and this that it's taking away from some actual good storylines with the Rams making the Super Bowl.
Of course,
Andrew Whitworth has never won a playoff game.
Dude, they had a great year
because of course he played for the Bengals.
It stinks that it's going to get hidden behind all this.
Now he's making he won a playoff games and now he's going to the Super Bowl and you know McVay seeing it's cool that he made it. It's all
32 years old. Is he the youngest coach ever to make it to the Super Bowl?
He's got to be.
He's got to be. Has to. He's 32.
Like, all these awesome stories are now, like, just
kind of, dude, you know, I've been a fan of the Rams all year long, and it's not to take away anything from them that because they played a great game, bro, against a good team in a very hard place to play.
Yeah.
You can't take that away from them. They played a great game, and you have to give credit to Sean McVay for literally being prepared against a team that has been there before, and he's never, you know? But at the end of the day, they did lose that game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they did.
Yeah. Look at. This is the field goal being made. At a bar in LA. Dude, you go to the Super Bowl, bro. And that's how you react?
That place is also super empty.
Like, what?
Oh my God, what is wrong? LA, what is wrong with you?
Like, So after that rant, I love the Saints, man. I love that city.
I do.
I love the city of New Orleans. Those people deserved it. They were robbed. Hey, look, let's look at the positive side of things. This should spark some change in the NFL so that calls like that aren't missed ever again.
It sucks that the Saints had to be the,
and
the people to
sucks so bad.
To eat that one for
it
them.
It sucks
that's
so
bad. To bite
much.
The bullet for everyone.
It sucks, but to all you idiots that just keep bringing up, oh, look at the missed calls that they had with that.
Yeah.
Dude, it's about the situation, bro. It's about the situation.
With all that said and done.
There's missed calls all the time.
That one call was
from high school
factor.
To the NFL. There are always missed calls in every sport, too. This was about the magnitude of the situation and the time in which it was missed.
Yeah, I agree.
So stop posting all the pictures of, oh, little face mask on Goff, or, oh, they had plenty of chances. You try and win a game after a blown call like that,
they
bro.
They also missed one on Breeze, too. Like, I
forget it, man. Let's just move. What are we talking about? The Chiefs-Patriots? Hey, bro, awesome game.
Awesome game. That was actually a very entertaining game to watch, which is what we all expected.
Here's the best part about football, bro. It's getting better. And it's receiving a ton of hate, and I know it's got its issues, but in terms of all that, the health thing and the insurance policies and all that, hey, dude, they're going to progress with it. The game is safer than it's ever been with the new helmet technology.
They are doing a good job.
There's millions being invested in it, but football is not going. Football is the best, dude.
Do you?
Because defenses, because like there's high powered offenses, everyone's like, dude, it's just going to be a scoring.
Yeah, but there's also light out defenses.
Are figuring each other out. Look at the Rams Saints.
Of course,
it was
close. I think the fact that you know offenses were kind of clicking a little bit quicker than defenses were, but it's gotten to the point where it's starting to like balance out a little bit more. Where it's not like
so much of a coordinators shootout. Are figuring things out,
and yeah,
it's
they're knowing how to play certain players. And you got to also remember that there is a lot of good youth, you know,
absolutely.
In the NFL right now.
And
so not only is it good for the future, but it's good for the opposite side of the ball where the defense is, because now defenses are going to have to adapt to these new types of players that are coming in there, and it's going to change the whole dynamic of the game.
We're in an incredible time in the game right now. Us at our age, we're seeing the generational players, the Bradys, the Breezes, Manning's already gone.
Yeah, on their way out.
These are the last few years playing against
the next gen.
The next generation, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill.
Not sick. I mean, bro, you got an AFC championship of the future, you know, maybe next best quarterback against arguably the best quarterback.
You know, we're in an incredible time in the game. It's so interesting. College football to the NFL. Transfers, players getting, you know, like it or don't, like things are changing for the better. It's getting more entertaining.
I love football.
With the quality of the game still being intact. Yeah. Yes, the quarterbacks are being protected a lot more, but it's a quarterback-driven league. And in the same sense, defenses are still, the game is still progressing in an incredibly unique way.
Right.
And the Patriots-Chiefs game says it all.
Oh, yeah.
Say what you want about the Patriots. Oh, I'm sick of it.
I mean, like, there's a reason that was a primetime game on Sunday.
This has nothing to do. People are saying like the Patriots, it's getting like the Warriors. No, it's not, dude. The Patriots are just an incredible organization.
There have been plenty of teams been able to beat them.
Their offense, I saw a tweet about it. It's death by little paper cuts. They're just an incredibly run team.
They're smart.
You look at Drew. Brady is You look at Brady. He gets to the line of scrimmage and is, audible. This. Because he just knows how to read defenses, and bro. Brady has been around for so long. He is so talented. He is so smart. And he has such a good coaching staff, dude. They are just, like you said, they are just a good organization, man, that just knows how to win and they know how to beat people. That's it.
The utilization. They're not more talented than you. Nothing. It's crazy.
Sonny Michel.
Burkhead. James White out of the backfield is crazy.
Think about their personnel people, bro. Think about that. For you to come in and say, hey, we're going to draft Sonny Michel and be able. They knew exactly what they were getting with Sonny Michel.
Yeah.
They knew it. And that's exactly what they did. And they utilized him exactly the way they did.
No one
and
wants it, Rex Burkhead. He's a big. We'll take him. We'll start using
James
him
out of the White, backfield. Same thing, dude.
James White out of the backfield is crazy.
Unstoppable. You can't cover him. They are just a team, bro, that knows how to exploit your weaknesses, and they will beat you with it. Because if you look at every single game, they approach every game so differently than the game that they played before.
I'm sick of the Patriots. This is that. Fine. You can't. Be you sick of them, obviously, just like people are sick of Bama or Clemson.
You gotta respect it.
They're killing it in a fair way. Oh, but they're cheating. Dude, they're not cheating. They're just, look at how they play, bro. They're awesome. And the game was awesome. Patrick Mahomes was awesome. Tyreek Hill was awesome.
Mahomes started a little slow, but he picked
Quinn Williams, the running back, I think that's him, for the Chiefs. Yo, he's
Quentin
about...
Damian Williams.
Is it that what it is?
I think it is.
Whatever. Yo, I think he's a free agent now. That man's about to get paid. That's the next up-and-coming star. Dude, he's been balling for them.
You don't think the Chiefs re-sign him?
Huh? It depends.
Because Hunt's gone out of the picture there.
It depends, but dude, the game is still...
Whatever happened to Spencer Ware?
That's a good question. LSU guy.
Yeah, he was there at Kansas City.
He's still playing. He's still playing.
He was doing well there, too, at Kansas City for
a little bit. I don't know where he is. Jets? I don't know. I don't want to say something stupid. But yeah. I think he's still in the league because I've heard his name this year. But the game is still... The two AFC and NFC championship, despite what happened with that call.
Both good games.
Both awesome games, dude.
The only thing I have to say is the games kind of leading up earlier in the playoffs, in my opinion, weren't that great.
They weren't great, but for understandable reasons. Like, I wasn't going to pick the Chargers to win at Foxborough in 17-degree weather.
After traveling, you know, two weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row, but they barely had any
days. You think they ever shift to, like, a NBA-style playoff?
What? Series games?
No. Like, you know, 1-8 best records. Instead of division, like, the four division guys and then the two wild cards.
No, because it works, you know?
I know, but it's just, you know, a guy like the Chargers who had a great year and were punished for it. Having to go on the road twice.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cards they were dealt because they weren't the first, they didn't win their division, the Chiefs did.
Yeah.
Patriots go to L.A., that's different, bro.
Is it?
I mean, their fans suck.
Yeah. But, it's obviously better than being in...
It's better than being in Foxborough, bro. Because, like, dude... I'm picking the Chargers and Foxborough, 70-degree weather, like we said.
Right.
And then I'm not picking Lamar Jackson in the playoffs when you got an awesome defense. And then the Chargers it's the same thing that happened with Tebow. Oh, Lamar Jackson's the first playoff game. Dude, the Chargers put 7 defensive backs on the field spying on Lamar Jackson. Throw the ball, I dare you, because you're not running it on us.
Yeah.
And they didn't. He got a few throws off. Nah. For touchdowns that were like, ugh.
Towards the end of the game, too.
Yeah, you know? So, I mean, the playoff games, you know, the matchups were bound to be that.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, I mean, it should, you know, the Colts look like there should be, you know, another good team coming up. Houston.
I mean, the Saints
Until Eagles, they figure out their Saints playoff Eagles situation.
Games were awesome. The Saints-Eagle game was
That was a very a good game. Game. Yeah, that was a very good game. But, I mean, up-and-coming teams like the Texans. I don't know what's going on with them in the playoffs. They play very well during the regular season. In the playoffs, they turn into another team.
Yeah.
But Texans, Colts, you know, could give a little run in the money, a run of their money. Like, in the NFC, I mean, you got – who's good in the NFC that's coming? I mean, Carolina, I don't know, was good, but they seem like they're out of the way. You know,
things are the Bengals are going to get Zach Taylor, the quarterback's coach for the Rams.
QB's coach, yeah.
They got
How do you feel about that? You like it?
Anyone from outside is perfect with me.
I mean, I think the Dolphins hire is going to be pretty good.
You guys got Caldwell, quarterback's coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, things are looking up. Things are changing. Things are good. My point is that
movement.
Chiefs
movement.
Patriots was a great game. Patrick Mahomes played great. Tyreek Hill played great. All those guys that we wanted to see play great played great. Eric Berry played really well. Travis Kelce, big personality in the NFL, played really well.
Gronk played well too.
It was a very entertaining game. Hey man, the Patriots made it. They're fucking beasts. They're incredible. They're an incredible team.
Yeah.
There's not much to be said about that game besides that it was a great game.
It was a great game.
Like, what are you gonna break down on it? Like, it was just the Patriots were incredible with their scheme, and the Chiefs. They have a great young roster.
Hopefully, and that's another guy I feel bad for, Andy Reid, man.
Yeah, man, terrible in the playoffs, like 2-10 or something.
Jesus.
Like that. But
he's such a good coach too.
Yeah, man. So we'll see more of the Chiefs. They're not going away.
They're not going away. They got to work on that defense.
Respect when you really the greatness think about of the though. Patriots.
They built a better defense. You know they were 31st ranked defense this year in the NFL?
Yeah, but at home they were like a completely different animal.
Yeah.
Telling you the Patriots just schemed them up. And they picked off Brady here and there. They were hitting Brady and like they stopped him, but they, you know.
Yeah, but when it came to crunch time, dude, that last drive by the Patriots in OT was like 7-on-7 drill. Like nothing was phasing him.
So let's go ahead and let's just dive into what's going on with the Super Bowl. It's in 2 weeks. What do the Rams got to do? The Rams got to, you know, the obvious stuff, just execute their offense, make sure that their play action, which is what they thrive off of, is as effective as they have been against the Patriots. And then as for the Patriots, there's – sorry, we thought the computer was dying.
Yeah.
But no, the Patriots, bro, I mean, for the Rams on defense, dude, you just got to find a way to stop Edelman over the middle. Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, he's the one that tore him up on that last drive.
Edelman over the middle the whole playoffs, the whole season has just been a weapon of mass destruction.
That's what he is, dude. If you look at his playoff stats, he's a hidden weapon.
It's crazy. And you got to find a way to slow down the backfield. Look, honestly,
that's the thing. Dude, they have a bunch of little weapons.
You got
Donald,
you got Ndamukong and Sue. I'm sorry, the Rams DBs, Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters have been disappointing this year.
They have. They definitely haven't bring the expectations of what that defense can be.
They've been disappointing. It's going to be Rams Patriots, I just think, dude, for what the matchup is, I think the Patriots, it's an East Coast game. Rams are going to travel. Obviously, they have time to get acclimated to it, but
right.
I see the Patriots winning this game, man. They just have so many things that are, you know, hot in the playoffs right now in terms of their scheme.
They actually are playing very well right now.
It's going to have to be a shootout for the Rams because I don't see them. Unless Aaron Donald could just consistently destroy the pocket.
And I think that'll be a factor, but you know, there's been multiple teams that have done that before, but that's not, I don't think it's the recipe.
But the Patriots,
I think the best thing is to do is
utilizing everybody so well. You're utilizing everybody they have in such great ways. That's what I'm saying.
Their offense is clicking right now.
Yeah.
So the way you beat them is, you know, if you're the Rams, you're going to have to devise a plan. Obviously, it's easier said than done. But, you know, where it's just long drives after long drives after long drives after long drives. And your defense is not going to get enough stops, you know. You're not going to get enough stops on Brady. You're not. But just, you got to find a way to keep Brady off the field. Don't give him a chance.
Give Brady a chance, you're going to lose the game.
It's just
that's the problem.
I just the Patriots. I'm making the pick right now. I'm going Patriots just because I think they have so many little things that are being utilized, and it's gonna come down to the can the Rams score as many points on them, because they're gonna put up points on the Rams, because you could get
the Rams is another defense that hasn't been great all year.
Pressure up the middle and stuff like that. They'll just devise a way to get their running backs out there to replace it high. Dude. Or something like that. You know,
their corners are going to be so focused on their coverage.
Yeah, they're hot right now. I got Patriots, man.
Score? Yeah, give a score.
It is the Super Bowl. 38-31, but that 31 is kind of scored like garbage time. So is that going to be 38-24 at the end? 38-31. Patriots.
I got 31-26. Pats.
It's a good score. It's a good score. So that's what I'm going with, bro. That's what I'm going with. That's it. That's all we got.
Who's ending on the field? The Patriots or on offense or like Rams having a chance to like score at the end?
I think the Rams score.
You don't even think they have a chance to like have like a game-winning drive or something?
No, I think the Rams score at the end.
Garbage time.
Game's over, garbage time type thing.
Fair enough.
Patriots win. Birdie gets his 4,000th.
I don't think he has enough. What is he? What is it? Like nine?
I think he's six. Yeah, I don't even know. But good for him, man. I mean, he's great. He's great. The Patriots are great. That's an example of greatness for all organizations, businesses. That's it. I hope they write a book on how they run that shit over there because they're great. Respect it. I know it might suck because you're sick of it. Don't be an idiot. Respect the greatness.
But if you're a fan of greatness,
so you're a fan of the Patriots. That's about it for today, man. I do want to make one quick announcement. This will be, I think we're going to do after the Super Bowl, one more reaction to that. And that'll be our final episode for quite some time, unless we could find someone to pick this up. But I personally, and I know Andre's got his, he's got his own brand and stuff he's doing. But for me, I'm actually moving into a different career line, or at least trying to pursue it.
Right.
And this, dude, this stuff takes time, man. You gotta like do this.
Yeah.
And if people, you want great at it,
for anyone listening to this right now,
this ain't easy.
It's not.
You gotta really.
If you gotta be on it, if you gotta be on it, if you want it to succeed and you want it to grow and you want it to like, you know,
if you want it to succeed, you gotta make it. You have to make it great and you have to make it unique, and that takes research. You have to make sure this thing is optimized,
like good content.
You have to make sure you're hitting your full potential to what it is at that time, every single time. If you want, and it takes a lot of time. And for what I'm pursuing right now, I'm gonna need to dedicate all the time I need to. So right now, and you know, managing the social media.
Very respectful.
For right now, it's just what's best for me. Maybe we can pass it on to someone else.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's open to, you know, maybe if we do little projects here and there.
Yeah,
not to say that it's gone, you know.
I don't. But, yeah, it's not completely gone, but it, you know, there'll be a little break. If there's something, if someone comes to us like big, like, hey, I want to do an interview on your podcast or something. Yeah, obviously.
We'll go out of our way to.
But we'll be taking a break. We'll see. We're going to start and figure it out. But just to make it, you know, I know it's been slow on social media and stuff, but there's been reason these last few weeks getting ready for these next few steps, you know, at least in my future. And Andre's already got the stuff he's been managing. Yeah, it's been tough to manage. And I mean, it's a great experience, honestly.
It's
for
fun.
People who
it's
like marketing and sports media and stuff like that, for college classes, they should make it a requirement to start a page and stuff like that of something in your interest and actually develop it and set it up like a business like we did so we could review the analytics.
Yeah.
Because that stuff is awesome.
It's awesome.
It's free.
That's what people don't realize.
So just wanted to make that announcement. We got Super Bowl picks, a very needed Saints rant that is, I'm telling you, you know what?
That I'm sure a lot of people
don't be ignorant. Look at what it is, man. It was about the situation. We'll see you next time for a Super Bowl finale. And, hey, dude, we got to finish this strong, man. It's a Super Bowl. So, oh, Pro Bowl. Who are you picking? I'm going AFC.
AFC.
So, yeah, man, we're going to finish off strong. That's the way you do it. You know, if you start something, you finish it.
Maybe we'll throw a party.
Properly. Yeah, man. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll see you for some Super Bowl reactions and just have to throw that one out there.
Yeah. So how's
see
it feel?
Next time.
Can you feel it? Pull up pajamas, I think I made it. I showed my mom my first million, she damn near fainted. The rich and famous, so nice to make your acquaintance. The legends put out their...